Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. A true life event of how God delivered Marvin Anderson from an accident, which left him at the point of death. In a last moment of faith, he asked the Lord to let him live to tell the story and witness for God. God allowed Marvin to heal and tell the story. Marvin teamed with Dr. James Waldrop Sr. to help get the story told to the world. God is still in charge. The story is Thank God I Made It, the author, Marvin K. Anderson. The writers, Marvin Anderson and Dr. James Waldrop Sr. Dr. Waldrop Sr. was born in Mississippi, born and raised on the farm, worked hard as a child, taught the value of working for what you wanted, now living in Ruralville, Mississippi, still full-time employed, also a pastor serving God's people. His desire in life to be able to help someone understand the true blessings of our God. He is married to Dr. Mary Waldrop, and they serve in the gospel movement together. Dr. James Waldrop, writer of Thank God I Made It, our guest on This Week in America, also being joined by Marvin K. Anderson. Gentlemen, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you. We're glad to be here. It's our pleasure.
Yeah, information I'll give you throughout the program on where the book is available. Let's talk a little bit. Marvin, I didn't give a whole lot of background on you. I thought we'd save that, and you could give us a little bit of background as we set up the story on the program today. Tell us a little bit about your background, background that will be important as we're understanding the story of your book, Thank God I Made It.
Basically, the book is about an accident I had in April 2016, and I'm on my way to Memphis to record a song, and by the road, Dundee, down the road, or 61 Highway, I had two strokes. And it was, the car, the truck went into the middle of the highway, and it hit a stump and went up in the air. It came down and started flipping, and it broke 12 wheels. It broke both of my jaw, two of my arm out the socket, broke two bones in my back of the head, and turned bleeding in my head.
You know, and you can see on the book cover, the book, by the way, is available at blurb.com. Of course, you'll find it at Amazon. You can link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. On the book cover, there is a picture of Marvin and a picture of the accident. It's just remarkable that you live to talk about this. And I mentioned you teamed with Dr. Waldrop in telling the story. Doctor, talk about the book, what type of book this is. The book we're talking about, by the way, is Thank God I Made It. Talk about the book. What went into writing this book?
Yes, when I met Brother Marvin, he was telling me about what had happened to him and how God brought him out of the hospital when he was real sick. And the book is a Christian-based book, and it's a completely true story. It's all based on the life of Marvin, the hard times he went through as he was actually running from God, and we're not doing what he wanted to, should have done. He was doing his own thing, but after the accident, it kind of put him in his mindset back on God, and he sort of changed his mind. Wanted him to work more for God, and so we decided to get together and write about this story so people could understand. And there are other people out there going through the same situation. You know, they don't want to do what God wants them to do, but a lot of times you get in a situation that it'll change your mind when you hit hard times or something tragic happened, and you have time to lay there and just talk to God. So this story is about a complete turnaround from wrong to right.
Well, and you mentioned that this is a story that a lot of people can relate to. Who should read this book? And I'm saying that not everybody has the tragedy that Marvin endured that changed his life, but they're going through obstacles in their lives, maybe not quite that drastic, but obstacles there nonetheless. Who should read the book, do you think?
Most people that don't really understand about what God, what God desires for them to do. A lot of people, there'll be some people going through marriage problems or financial problems, and it's sort of tailored to help people to understand that a way that they could trust God, and God can bring you out of any situation. It's sort of like, when Jonah, when he was running from God, didn't want to spread the word, but there are a lot of people that are chosen by God that don't actually want to do the work because they have, maybe younger people, their friends don't understand, and they want to hang with the crowd of people. But Sometimes you have to get away from the crowd and really pray to God and seek him and find out what he wants you to do in life.
Yeah, this is really, I see this as a family type of book that the parents will learn from this as well. Having that available for the younger people in the household to look at too would be very beneficial. The book is Thank God I Made It by Marvin K. Anderson and Dr. James Waldrop Sr. Book is available at blurb.com. You'll find it at Amazon as well, the usual places. And if you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you'll be able to link on and get information on the book. Marvin, I mentioned this was a true event. Talk about that for a second. Are all of the events in the book based on true incidents and in what actually happened in your life and in this accident?
In the book, everything that it described actually happened. From the broke rib to going blind to actually going straight line when I was in the hospital. Them put me on life support, living through it, and part of my hand torn off, and I told I wouldn't play the piano no more ever again. But here I am. And I'm playing every Sunday, so.
Yeah.
They said I wouldn't be able to play the piano no more.
You know, that's amazing.
They knew I was a recording artist, and when I was able to talk and relate with them, they told me that my hand had been damaged in my nerves, that my playing the piano days over.
And it's amazing
God
was there for you.
Not only let me play, I'm playing better than ever.
Not only are you playing, but playing some of the best music that you've ever played. Marvin Anderson is our guest on the program, the author, one of the writers of the book, Thank God I Made It, available at blurb.com and amazon.com as well. Dr. Walter, what can people learn from this story about Marvin? What was it when you heard about the story that you wanted to be part of telling this story?
Well, the basic thing I want people to learn is one word, that's faith. And you know, no matter what you're going through, from being a pastor and really learning how to trust God myself, there's nothing God can't bring you out of, but you got to have a true desire when you ask him to save you and deliver you from things. You got to make sure you're ready to do what God will, because faith in God makes things happen. So it moves mountains. It's nothing too hard for our God to handle. And a lot of that is brought out in some scriptures we put in the book as well.
That's why the book is so helpful, because it tells Marvin's story. It tells some of the what was available spiritually for Marvin to hang on to as he was going through this period. The book is Thank God I Made It. And I'll ask both of you, I'll start with Dr. Waldrop. Can a person really be changed by trusting God's words? The book is obviously full of examples. Talk about the power of trusting in God's words.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Once you really get a grasp and learn who God is and the power that he is, well, the Bible tells us that God created everything, and that's nothing on this earth that doesn't belong to God, and there's nothing and God would not do for his people when they learn how to trust him. God will change your whole life if you really trust him, and that's the power that God has. He can heal any kind of sickness, cancer, all kinds of diseases, but you got to have that inner faith that will allow God to work through your faith. That's what our faith in God really activates, that power.
And it activated, in Marvin's sense, that power to overcome so much. Marvin, talk about that, realizing that if you put the trust in God's word, you're not going through this alone. You've got somebody very powerful with you. What was that like in trusting?
Well, see, you have to understand, I was at the point of death. They are already almost lost. I went straight line when I got there. Matter of fact, when the helicopter driver arrived in Memphis, I was blind. I couldn't see. But I heard him say, we better get this guy in because he may have an hour to live. I was able to hear that. So when I came out to the coma, I was talking to the doctor, and he said it's been a double-hour job trying to keep you alive. And then he started telling me things I won't be able to do, and I had to make a choice. Either you don't want to trust what he say, or I'm going to trust what God say. Had I listened to him, I wouldn't be playing keyboard today. He said I defy science. He said, I did what science said was impossible to do. I told him, I ain't did nothing God money.
Yes.
I'm just a man.
Dr. Walter P., you understand what happened, don't you? Maybe the medical community wasn't quite aware of how this could happen, but you knew exactly what was going on, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. I'm a firm believer in what the Bible says. You know, a lot of the incidents that happened in the Bible, how God opened the Red Sea and delivered the children of Israel, that sort of stuff still happened today. God can do impossible things. When the doctor say no, God will say yes sometimes. But he got to have a willing body that want to obey him and do what he want him to do, because signs, there's no way Marvin should have even been living according to signs with his hand almost off. And they figure he had lost all his nerve. But God made the body, so God put him back together. That's the way I told him. God put him back together again and made all this happen.
The book is Thank God I Made It by Marvin K. Anderson and Dr. James Waltrip Sr., book available at blurb.com. You'll find it, of course, at Amazon, the usual places. You'll log on to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and be able to link on directly to information on the book. Dr. Waltrip, talk about something good coming from tragedy and pain. Sometimes it's difficult to think that's the case, but when we hear stories like Marvin's, we begin to think that is possible. Is it possible good can come out of a bad situation like this?
Oh, no doubt. It's always possible. You know, when there have been cases, there have been other cases I've heard about that people actually changed, you know, their way of living. They come out the streets of drug and all kinds of addictions. And once they, you know, it's sometimes a slow process, but once you put your trust in God, God's able to like take the taste of the drugs and alcohol and stuff away from you. And there have been people that come from a life of crime that mess around and heard the gospel message, and it changed their whole life. And it saved your family, and you know, saved them from getting killed in the street. And God will bring you out of any situation as long as you're willing to obey His word.
And Marvin, from your standpoint, going through all of the pain, all of the suffering, but realizing where you are today, would you say you're a better person because of this?
Yes, sir. See, I have to believe, because I had eight strokes. I had done two strokes during that accident. I'm proud of this. I had six strokes. So there was eight. There was eight strokes that I had. I got broke all up. My both jaws, 12 ribs, two bones in my back, and tongue bleeding in my head. Went straight line when I first got to the mayor in Memphis. I seen God deliver me from this. And let me know that I got to keep moving forward. I got to keep writing. I gotta keep singing. I gotta keep moving. Cause I'm persuaded that nothing to separate me from the love of God, and that He will supply the power and the strength and the talent to keep moving. I'm alive here talking to you today. It's living proof.
Well, boy, that's for sure, because I didn't realize you were going to be talking to us, and it's so nice to have you here and talking about what you've gone through and hearing those words from the medical people. Don't even think about being a musician again and making music. And it's like, yeah,
well,
watch me, because you're going to see something that's going to, you'll call it a miracle. I know the answer to this, but you'll end up calling this a miracle. Time is going by so quickly. Dr. Waltrip, talk about what do you tell a person that's suffering from not listening to the truth? Knowing how powerful the truth is, when someone doesn't listen, what do you tell them?
Well, I've basically learned to tell people that once you don't listen to the truth, you're heading down the wrong road, and you can expect something bad or tragic to happen to you when you fail to realize, you know, God don't make us do things. He leaves it up to our own decision whether we want to do right or not. And I tell people a lot of times, when God, you start going the way of God, it don't always be easy, but there's one thing you got to realize, God's going to be right there with you. He want to show you how He can take you through a bad situation and bring you out and make it good, but you just got to trust Him.
Is there anything too hard for God to handle? And Doctor, you've seen so much of this over your lifetime, people coming to you that have very serious problems. Is there too much for God to handle?
Oh, there's nothing God can't handle. The reason things go wrong in our life today, people trust God to a point, and we got to learn how to trust God with everything. Whatever, you go to the doctor give you a bad report, or your finance going bad, you got to learn how to trust God and say, oh, this is going to pass by. I know things going to be okay later on, and I'm going to keep my faith in God no matter what I go through. I'm not going to give up my faith. That's the only way we're going to make it.
Well, and Marvin is literally a living example of what you're talking about. Marvin,
right.
Just in looking back on your situation and realizing where you are now, I mean, you were told, you hear the doctor say, not going to live over an hour, not going to play music again. You lived, you're doing well. What's life like for you now? This is like a second chance for you, isn't it?
It's amazing that if I think of something I want, now it just, my faith just gets so strong, it just happens.
Oh,
I mean,
yes.
All of my bills are paid, and I even have some left over. And that's the reason I'm getting ready to write Thank God I Made It Part 2 to complement this book.
Well,
the story goes on.
Yeah, it's an ongoing saga. And Dr. Walter, about 30 seconds here at the end. What has this been like for you, working with someone with Marvin's attitude, his openness, his willingness, his appreciation for where he is in life now?
It's another way of that God showing his power through, you know, when a person is down to the last straw of life, God can bring you back from nothing and make something out of you. And the world will know that power of God because the doctor himself said they don't know what that. They couldn't have done it. And so it had to be God.
Well, the book is a powerful book, an inspirational book, a motivational book, Thank God I Made It, by Marvin K. Anderson and Dr. James Waltrip Sr., book available at blurb.com. You'll find it, of course, at Amazon. All the usual places, link onto our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and that will direct you to information on the book. Marvin, a pleasure having you with us on the program. Dr. Waltrip, thank you for spending some time with us. Thank you both, gentlemen, for being with us. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
It was our pleasure having both of you with us, Marvin Anderson, Dr. James Waltrip Sr., authors of the book, Thank God I Made It, book available at Amazon. Link onto our website, thisweekinamerica.us, for more information. And we're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.